Even with a familiar passage, I am sure that most of us have heard it. If not, it's a good one, so listen. It comes from the book of Isaiah, one of the prophets from the Old Testament. Isaiah 9, verses 6 through 7 says this: "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." Pretty good one, right? Like I said. As I looked back, as I prepared for this week, I keep a record of all of the sermons I've preached. And I looked back, when Daniel asked me to preach on Peace Sunday, I said, I feel like I've preached on Peace Sunday before. And I looked back in my archives, aka my Google Drive, and I found not one, not two, but three out of, I think, the last 5 years, this would be four, I suppose, I have preached on Peace Sunday. And the passage that I just read to you was present in every one of them. Now, I don't know if that's coincidence or if I was just cheating and copied and pasted my sermons from years past. I don't know. But I've preached on Peace Sunday quite a few times. I don't know if this is on purpose, if Pastor Daniel thinks I'm altogether peaceful or something, or maybe it's just subconsciously because of my classic ending to all of our services where I say, "Go in peace." Maybe that subliminally gets in people's heads and just associates me. I don't know. I suppose it doesn't matter. But here we are again. Peace definitely seems like something we all need and we're all longing for. Whether it is a normal year or a crazy year like, well, maybe the last two, or whether it's been a really hard year. Oftentimes we see the word peace and we associate it with just lack of war, lack of conflict even. But the Hebrew word for peace, shalom, means so much more. The word shalom means to be whole or complete, or even content, or even fully connected to God the Father. To have this peace is a satisfaction that we are where we're supposed to be, that we're doing what we feel called to be doing, we're equipped to do it, we're living in the best way possible. This to me is what I think of when I hear this word shalom, that we're living connected to the Father, that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, and we feel it. And while I think that we're all longing for that, my suspicion is that many of us, most of us, maybe all of us, don't feel that way. We don't feel that peace, that satisfaction, at least not every day. I believe that this peace that we're looking for is an active force in the world. I believe that it is what Jesus meant when he referred to the kingdom of God. That this kingdom that he was coming to bring, that Isaiah referred to as the greatness of his government, that his reign he would uphold and establish with justice. I believe that it is the Christmas story. Emmanuel, God is with us. The Word made flesh and made his dwelling among us. And I don't believe that this is something that just happened 2,000 years ago when Jesus lived, was born, lived, was murdered, resurrected, ascended into heaven. But I believe that he lives and moves and breathes in and among us through the Holy Spirit. Isaiah said it, right? That of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. So if we believe that Jesus came, that he is the wonderful counselor, that he came to establish the throne and uphold it with justice and righteousness, then how can we believe it's something of the past? I believe that his peace is here. The greatness of this government and peace, there will be no end. Now, I'm going to make this quick this morning because, you know, when the associate pastor preaches, it should be shorter so you guys all love it and, you know, that you want more, right? And so we're going to cut straight to the chase because, as I've said already, the greatness of his government is Emmanuel, the fact that God is with us. So that means no matter what circumstances we're in, no matter what struggles we're having, that God is with us. Whether we feel it or not, God is with us. And this is the good news of Christmas, Easter, Pentecost, all of it wrapped into one. Not only is God with us, but he is working for our good in all situations, no matter where we are. Now, here's the point I want to make in all this. You guys are probably like, yes, we get it. I know. Life is hard, but we should look at Jesus. Whatever. Right? You might already know that. But, again, as I was looking at peace sermons of past, there was another common verse that I always use. Not always. Two out of three, I guess. And as I was reading through it, I was blown away by the point that I didn't make. And I was reading it thinking, how did I miss that from this? Because in the past, as I looked at my sermons, I had saw that I had looked at peace as a byproduct of hope. If we hope, if we have hope in Jesus, if we have hope in the gospel, if we have hope in Emmanuel, God with us, then we can have peace. And that's true. I'm not saying that I lied to you. I believe that that's true. However, there's a passage from Philippians where Paul talks about this peace that passes all understanding. And this is the one I've used in the past. And there was like such a big, I mean, it just like when I was reading the scriptures this week, it just like literally like jumped off the page. And I was like, how have I not focused on this part before? It seems so obvious to me, but somehow in the past, I've missed it. And I think somehow in our day-to-day lives, we miss it as well. So, for one, my bad. I didn't mean to lead you all astray. I just didn't focus on this one part. But for two, let's set the record straight. Okay? All right. Okay? Okay. So forgive me for the past. Let's roll. In Philippians 4, verse 6, it says this. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And I read this before, and I focused on hope, and I focused on praying, and not being anxious, and the peace and all that, and I left out that one little phrase, with thanksgiving. Man. How hard or how easy is it to get caught up in our day-to-day and think, ugh, these circumstances are tough. Ugh, I don't know what I think or I don't know what to do or blah, blah, blah. It's so easy to get caught in our circumstances in the day-to-day that we forget that one simple phrase. With thanksgiving. I don't know about you, but I have a whole lot to be thankful for. And a lot of days, I just don't even really think about it, right? I pray and I say, God, help me in this situation, or God, you're so good, or God, whatever. And I ask with prayer and petition, you know, I ask for things, and I say, okay, with a peace, yada, yada, yada. But how easy is it to just gloss over and forget all the things that God has done for us, not just in our own lives, but as he laid the foundation of the world, as he created all of it, as he sent Jesus all that time ago, and as he still is active and moving in our world by his Spirit. So hope is great, and of course we need hope, right? To hope for what is to come is one of the greatest gifts that we have. To hope that God is good and to truly believe in that is an amazing gift. But we don't just have to hope because we know. We have seen him at work in the past and we know that he is good from our experiences. We know that he is good because of all that he has done for us. So, when we present our prayers and our petitions to God with thanksgiving, we can have peace. We can feel like we are where we're called to be if we remember all that God has done, and then we also hope for all that he is doing. We, the church, are an active movement towards this shalom. We are God's workmanship in the world. We are God's workmanship in hope, in thanksgiving, in resisting the powers of darkness. And my prayer for us this morning is that we can spread peace. And we have no greater tool to do it with than with thanksgiving. My prayer is that we don't just spread peace during the Advent season, but that we would be people of shalom all year long by sharing the hope that we have in Jesus, that life is more powerful than death, and that love is stronger than hate, although hate seems awfully strong, as the song that we just sang. Love is stronger. We can be thankful that we know that because we've seen it in the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And that is Emmanuel, God with us. He is with us in every breath, with every step, no matter our circumstances, if we'll just take the time to look, to listen, to feel his presence, and to pray with thanksgiving. That's my hope for us this season. Would you pray with me? God our Father, Jesus our brother, Spirit our guide, may we remember you as often as there is breath in our lungs. May we look to you with a renewed sense of hope, a contemplative attitude of thanksgiving, and with a purpose to bring shalom to our world. God, help us in this season and in every season to take time to daily reflect, even in the face of suffering, on how wide and high and long and deep your love is. May we hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess. For you who have promised is faithful. Let us consider how we might spur one another on toward love and good deeds. And let us not give up meeting together, but let us encourage each other in resisting darkness, bearing witness to the light of hope, and celebrating in thanksgiving. We ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.